Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he shares how to stay under the umbrella of God's protection so you can live a life that is blessed and more rewarding. Now, here's Kenneth.
Open your Bibles with me, first of all, to the book of Deuteronomy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the process of faith. There's process to this. Now, so you understand what I mean by process. You know, if somebody's injured or you get a cut or like a broken bone or something, there is a healing process, correct? And it, as it mends and heals and the physical body's process for taking care of that, that process does not change when God supernaturally mends that bone in 30 seconds. The process is the same. No, God put that process in there in the first place. What happens is when the anointing, which is the force of light energy. God is light. And it's talking about light energy, His glory, hallelujah. It holds everything in this universe together. And when that is released, then the process of the anointing, which works by faith, which works by love, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Can you see the processes that are involved there? And so when that is exercised on that physical part, the process is the same. It's just speeded up to instantaneous. It may be speeded up to one day. It may be speeded up to 2 or 3 days. I've seen all of the above. Amen. I've also seen this, that the bone took its normal process of time to heal, but all the pain was gone. And I mean, it happened instantly right at the time of that break. I was preaching in the Navajo Indian Reservation and out there, and we were preaching in a tent. And dark at night when the service was over with, and This dear sister was walking home, and she stepped in a hole and broke her leg. Well, they brought her back over there just a little ways outside the tent there. I had they had a little mobile home there for me to stay in, and I had just gone inside. And so Elsa Bennett, the young Navajo preacher that's one of our spiritual sons, powerhouse of a man. He wasn't, but the first time we preached out there, he wasn't 7 years old. His dad's associate pastor of the church where we were. And Jerry Savelle and I were preaching that meeting. He said, when I grow up, I'm going to be a faith man like Jerry Savelle and Kenneth Copeland. And he is. Amen. Well, he hollered at me, Brother Kenneth, Brother Kenneth. Well, I came out there, and there she was. Now, I couldn't see her very well, but he said she stepped in the hole and broke her leg. So I sat down there on the steps of that trailer, and she put her foot on that bottom step, and I could feel the break. She had on. Long stockings, heavy stockings. And I could feel that break. Now, I don't know whether it came through the skin or not, but I could feel it. And I asked her, I said, now, what are you going to do? She said, what? I said, what are you going to do? Are you going to receive your healing? Are we going to go to the doctor, or just how are we going to go here? Well, I've never asked anybody that before or since. But that's what I heard the Spirit say. She jumped on me. I mean, she chewed me out. She said, I'll have you know I am healed. And you just, young man, you just do your job. She just got all over me. I said, I certainly will. I put my hands on that leg. I'm telling you, and that fast, she said, thank you very much. And right on home she went. Yeah. Wow. Thrill me. I thought, ooh, I'd like to take that woman with me. Keep me pumped up like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, see, the healing process was the same. It just happened instantaneously because the same power that created the physical body healed the physical body. So the healing process was the same as the creation process. You understand? So that's the reason why a creative miracle is not any harder for God than any other kind of healing miracle. It's just hard on you. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. All right, now then. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And look at the 19th verse. Well, read the 15th verse first. No, the 14th verse. 14th verse. The word is very nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless you in the land whether you go to possess it. Now look at the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. You have no excuse. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life. So whose choice is it? It is our choice. You can't blame this on anybody else. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God and that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. He's your length of days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now then, look back in the 28th chapter. Now this is the blessing of Abraham in the 28th chapter, broken down into individual manifestations of the blessing. And you'll notice it's broken down more than anything else in locations. In other words, he said, I call you to record this day. Well, of what? Well, here it is right here. It will come to pass. You need to underline that. It will come to pass. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments, which I command thee this day, In other words, be obedient to God. Listen, pray, and obey. The Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And then he begins to list these things. You're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the country, blessed in the city, blessed in your storehouse, blessed in your business, blessed in your cattle. I mean, blessed, 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 blessed. You put it all together and you have the blessing of Abraham. Now you come over to the 14th verse. Don't go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods and serve them. It shall come to pass. Now you notice that when he started that other, it said, it shall come to pass. That's a sure thing, isn't it? It shall come to pass. Well, look at this. It shall come to pass. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now, I would like to know, how those curses get activated. Here he's told us, you make your choice. I said before your life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose life, that you and your seed after you live. Why did he say your seed after you? Because the same promise belongs to them that belongs to you, and all you need to do is teach them. It's theirs. They inherit it. Well, we inherited it from Jesus. Praise God. Coming down when it said, the Lord shall send on you cursing, vexation, rebuke. The Lord's going to send it on you. This was translated, first place, it wasn't translated from Hebrew into English. It went through different steps, Latin and Greek, mostly from where this comes from. And the people that translated it did not speak Hebrew. They were religious people. I'm talking about the people that translated into this English Bible like you and I have. They weren't Hebrew people. They were English people. And they didn't speak Hebrew except religiously. Now, the problem here was that the nation of Israel, by the time it was being translated, the nation of Israel wasn't around to correct this. And most of the Jews all over the world were speaking some other language as their first language and had been for centuries and centuries. Now you got a problem here. And just to make it short, it just simply boiled down to this, that they didn't understand that in the Hebrew language, there's permissive verbs. And they translated causative verbs. God just got up some morning and just kicked the slaps out of somebody just to teach them some strange lesson, which doesn't make any more sense. No way. Well, you know, God put that on you so you could learn something. Well, if we're going to follow through on that, let's go ahead and follow through on it. Let's assign somebody at the door of every school bus in the country with a hammer and knock every one of them in the head as they get on the bus. That pain's going to help them learn something during that day. No, it ain't going to help them learn anything. It's going to make them hate you. And that's what it did with God. And he didn't do it. He is love. He is benevolence. He has bestowed love upon us. What manner of love will be throughout eternity, finding out how. Well, then what cut that curse loose? Well, notice what's amazing about this, that it was translated correctly in the first verse, that the blessings will come on you and overtake you. Well, the same era was there also, that God one day just got up and just blessed him all over the place. He got the lucky ticket today. Whammo! And that isn't right. No, it said, it will come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments, which I command this day. The Lord thy God will set you on high above nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you will hearken to his voice. Amen. So I can see right there, not listening is a problem. Particularly if you're listening to somebody else and they're telling you this other tale of woe about how God loves you so much he's going to kill you. And somehow or another in his infinite knowledge, it'll all come out. Oh, Lord. Or that, you know, he just decided, oh, well, to heck with it. I'm not going to yield to more of them anyway. Oh, dear Lord. It'd be funny if it wasn't so pathetic. But then here it is again. It'll come to pass if you don't hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe his commandments and statutes, all these curses will come on you and overtake you, because the curses were already there. And God had provided a covenant umbrella of protection. But you get out from under the umbrella, you're going to get wet. That's all there is to it. Now, turn over here with me and let's look at the 47th verse. Now let's start with the 45. All these curses shall come on you and pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed, because you did not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they'll be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and upon your seed. Listen, here's the word because, and because is what I was looking for. Because you serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Even when things didn't look good. Oh, I want you to know, Father, I am joyful and I am glad. I've got a covenant with you, and you love me. You love me. You gave yourself for me, and I rejoice for the abundance of all things. I have a covenant. I have a father. I have a daddy. Glory to God. Well, God will tell you in his word what the wages of sin are. He'll tell you what will cause these things. He'll tell you what causes every one of those curses, every sickness and disease, not even written in this book of the law, that scripture says, is under this curse. You do A, you get B. Unless you repent and bring some blood into this thing, brother. The blood of Jesus. And wipe that thing out and turn this ship around. Glory to God. That's what's such a thrill about it. That since Jesus was raised from the dead, this curse does not have the authority to overcome you if you will repent and turn that ship around and praise God.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease, believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and he desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to Get Your Prayers Answered 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Order the newest volume in our best-selling Lifeline series, How to Get Your Prayers Answered by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $19.99. Whether you're new to prayer or want to power up your quiet time, this will move you from the basics to being a world-changing prayer warrior. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Lifeline kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries celebrated 35 years in Canada at the Canada Victory Campaign. From the very start to the last Jesus is Lord, it was a powerful and life-changing experience.
When I found out they were coming here, I had to drop everything and get here.
I don't think it's any mistake or it's any coincidence that the Copelands are here, because they have a message for Canada.
God has a plan for every person, every member. God has a plan, and it is not a plan for bad, it is a plan for good.
We are not the same old people we were. We've been born out of the curse, born out of sin, born out of lack, poverty. We are made in the image of God.
Much prayer prepared the way.
I am so thrilled that our daughter, Terry, is here and is teaching and demonstrating in prayer. Praise God.
Lord, we believe that this meeting is appointed in your divine plan, your plan for every person here.
When Terry Pearson does her pre-prayer time, I mean, this place is just roaring with power.
Being in the meetings with Brother and Sister Copeland, and when the whole body comes together just to worship God, it's a powerful thing. It's something that you can't almost explain in words. It's more of a, just, it's the presence of God, and it's just full.
It's amazing. You can just feel the presence of God, and when I was sitting there praising, I'm just thinking, this is kind of what it's going to be like when we get to heaven.
It's God's will for me to be well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to say, Lord, if it's your will, heal me. We know that by his stripes we were healed. It's not only God's will to heal you, you've been healed. Now what do you have to do? You just have to take it.
I learned from Kenneth and Gloria that I can enforce the word on the situation, and I don't have to take anything that the devil throws at me or anything at all.
I don't care what your problem is. There's grace that covers it. There's the power of God. God will treat you like you never sinned. And when you realize that, faith comes up on the inside and the devil's done with you. Praise God.
You should take control of yourself, your soul, your mind, your spirit. Take control of yourself and walk by faith.
It's like having a banquet or a feast come to town, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
He really have the word of Jesus in his mouth, and it's amazing.
You don't want to miss out. God is going to speak to you through them and just give you revelation and insight to different things, and just the blessing of God. You can just see it in these meetings, and you need to be here.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, in today's broadcast, you heard my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, begin a series of messages called The Process of Faith. Faith is a walk. That's what the Bible says, isn't it? We walk by faith, one step, then another, then another. And he began talking to us about the process of faith. When you listen and you pray and you obey, then all these blessings come on you. But it comes when you connect to the voice of the Spirit of God. You are blessed coming in. You are blessed going out, blessed in the country, blessed in the city, blessed in your storehouse and in your business, blessed even in your cattle. Yes, you are blessed when you choose the blessing. Amen. Now, if you've been choosing your own way and walking in what you think is right, Scripture says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. If that's been your life, then just repent of it, throw that away, and commit to hearing the voice of God and following that voice. Abundant life is waiting for you on the other end of that voice. Praise the Lord. Now, in speaking of these things, talking about hearing the voice of God, I want to tell you about a new product that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is offering to you. It's a new Lifeline package called How to Get Your Prayers Answered. It's our newest Lifeline kit, and this is a great tool to learn how to pray, but to not just to pray, but to pray effectively and pray the prayer of faith and without any doubt in your prayer. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, you can do that, and the Word of God shows you how. And my grandparents have compiled this new kit just to help you learn how to stand strong in God's authority. And when you do, your prayers will become effective and you will see results. You need to get a hold of these things. Order yours today. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is offering a fully accredited Doctor of Ministry degree, and that can be yours by enrolling in the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program. Now, the United Theological Seminary has partnered with us at KCM, and they've established a doctoral program that will give you a well-rounded education in academics and in ministry. So if that's you and you would like some more information about this, I invite you to go to kcm.org. You can have all the information you need. It's right there. Just waiting for you, so you go get it. Amen. Be sure you join us on the next Sunday broadcast for part two in this dynamic series, The Process of Faith. You're going to love it, and it's going to change your life. Praise the Lord. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Kenneth Copeland Ministries announces the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program with United Theological Seminary.
When I saw that Kenneth Copeland Ministries had partnered with UTS, I knew that was the program for me. My prayer life has increased. I have a more intimate relationship with the Father. I have a more desire to do His will. My foundational scriptures, I know the plans I have for you. And as Paul said, I don't claim to have made it already. I'm pressing toward the mark, but I also know that all things work together for good. So my foundational means are just more solid. Solid foundation. Kenneth Copeland is a man of integrity, and UTS, it's an awesome program. It's accredited, and they've got graduates nationwide, even internationally, and I'll be a part of that program.
It's important that leaders like you are well-trained and well-equipped for reaching the world from the top to the bottom and all the way around. Go to kcm.org for more information about how you can receive the education and training you need. Come to these exciting meetings. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland and special guests, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information, go to kcm.org.